Good afternoon, everybody. Thank y'all for having us here. On behalf of Bayer Crop Science, I'm very excited to be here today to talk to you about some new cotton varieties we have and also a new trait package we're going to be offering for the first time in 2017. I'm Kyle Fontenot. I'm a regional agronomist with Bayer in the Mid-South. And also Dr. Craig Bednarz is going to be helping me present on some Fibromax varieties. He's my counterpart in West Texas. We will be introducing four new cotton varieties for 2017, two from our Stoneville brand and two from our Fibromax brand. I will cover the Stoneville varieties briefly, and Dr. Bednarz will cover the Fibromax varieties briefly. The first one will be Stoneville 5020 GLT. That was tested as BX1738. And second one would be Stoneville 5517 GLTP. That was tested as BX1771 GLTP. Notice the GLTP, that is our Twin Link Plus. That is the new trait package we'll briefly talk about in a minute. Dr. Ketchot talked about Twin Link Plus earlier in his presentation. And we also have two Fibromaxes, the 1953 GLTP and the Fibromax 1888 GL. So moving right along, the first one, Stoneville 5020 GLT is a new medium maturing variety. Adapted for really the entire eastern cotton belt, tested really well in 2016. Some of the key benefits we see with this variety that stand out right away is the exceptional fiber package. And we'll look at some numbers in a minute, but this will have our best fiber package in a Stoneville bag. And we're very excited about the raising the bar from a fiber quality standpoint in our Stoneville brand. It also continues with our Stoneville tradition of having excellent early season vigor. And this variety, actually, you'll see, was better than some of our commercial standards from our early season vigor standpoint. It has is resistant to bacterial blight, which we're learning is becoming more and more of a problem from some previous presentations. So very happy to see that we have some new varieties coming with resistant to bacterial blight. And one thing it just showed was its stable yield across the entire eastern cotton belt, yielding right there with them and better than some of our commercial varieties, and then raising the bar on that fiber quality. And having our GLT trait package and give it full tolerance to both Liberty and glyphosate, and our Twin Link for a unique two gene for a BT for worm control. Just a little bit of data against some of our commercial varieties. This is a belt across the whole belt wide average. Just if it's green, the value is highlighted in green, it is the best in that column. If it's yellow, it's significantly lower than the best. And if it's white, there's no significant difference. So from a yield standpoint, it was very similar to what we see with 49-46 and both 48-48 GLT and better than Stoneville 51-15. And then you can really see where its key benefits in the fiber quality package, where it really takes off with a higher loan value, has a really exceptional fiber length, strength, and uniformity, and a good micronaire as well, lower than what we see with 49-46 and 48-48. And then you see the seedling vigor. It is significantly better than our commercial standards, and our commercial standards have very good seedling vigor. So we're really excited the way this thing came out in the ground and grew off. Maturity-wise, it was not significant, but looking at all of our data sets and over looking at some years of breeder data, it just tended to be a little bit later than what we saw with 49-46, not a whole lot different. That's why we went with the 50-20 and to mark that 5.0. Regionally, kind of breaking out across the east, we saw kind of how it did belt-wide. That's the first column all the way to your left. In North Arkansas and Boot Hill, Missouri, and in the South Delta, 50-20 was kind of yielding right there, similar to what we have with our commercial standards, except for the South Delta, where Stoneville 49-49 kind of stood out these past 2 years. But where it really stood out from a yield standpoint, it was impressive, was in the Mid-Atlantic, where it was our top-yielding variety. So due to those yield performances and the fiber package is one of the reasons why we were excited to bring it forward for 2017. The next two varieties we'll talk about will contain our Twin Link Plus trait package. This is our new three-gene BT gene for worm control. We'll have it in two varieties for the first time in 2017. A little bit about Twin Link Plus. It expresses three BT genes, the Cry1AB and the Cry2AE, which is in our Twin Link, and also has the addition of VIP3A. This is going to offer improved protection against bollworms and fall armyworms compared to what we have in our two-gene technologies. So giving us three modes of action, what's going to provide greater insect-resistant management durability. And so from a personal standpoint, what I saw this what this technology can do in some of these last 2 years with high worm populations and the pressure we've been under, this is a tool that we're going to be very happy to utilize going forward. I'm excited about the possibilities of this new tool and what growers can do with it. So from a variety standpoint, the 5517 GLTP is our first Stoneville GLTP. We already talked about the insect part of it. From a variety standpoint, this is a somewhat of a unique maturity for what our current portfolio looks like. It's a late mid maturing variety. Has a really good plant type that's going to work well, really from and maturity is going to work well from really from parts of Texas all the way up through the mid Atlantic. I know from the mid South standpoint, I'm excited about the possibility of some of our dry land acres and how it's going to work there. It also had excellent early season vigor, and it showed exceptional yield potential and really good fiber quality as well from a Stoneville variety. So it's going to also have exceptional fiber quality. I'll show a little bit of data from it, just a little bit on some of the data that we have. We have limited number of testing sites with our GLTPs due to some stewardship requirements and seed availability over the last 2 years, but we do have two good years of on-farm testing in our agronomic performance trials that show a consistent yield potential. So we were very confident in what this is going to bring from a variety standpoint. Yield similar to what we saw with 6182 GLT, and also has improved on the fiber package of 6182. So that's it for the two stone varieties. I'll turn it over to Dr. Ben Norris.
Thanks, Kyle. Like Kyle said, we're going to introduce four new varieties here in 15 minutes, so that's quite a challenge. So we're just really hitting the high points today. Our entire agronomic services team is here, so if you have any further questions about any of these varieties that we're introducing today, please feel free to grab one of us and pull us aside. So the next variety that we would like to introduce is FiberMax 1953 GLTP. Again, it is a twin link plus variety. It contains the three gene BTs that Kyle mentioned earlier. This variety was developed by our South Texas breeding program, and its target area is really for the South Texas coastal bend and rolling plains areas of Texas and Oklahoma. It's an early medium variety. It is also resistant to bacterial blight. It has very good heat tolerance because, again, of where it was developed. Has exceptional yield potential and fiber quality across this whole geographic area. Very good season, early season vigor, and of course it's Liberty and glyphosate technology, herbicide technology as well. Just a little bit of data on 1953. We compared it to two of our other varieties in our portfolio. So again, if it's green, that means it's significantly greater than the other varieties that it's being compared to. So you can see that FiberMax 1953 GLTP in this data set is similar to Stoneville 4946 for yield. It has a lint percent that's slightly lower than 4946, but again, very good. It's really strong suits or its fiber package. You can see it's got a very good fiber length along with FiberMax 2007. Very good fiber strength, a micron error that is more desirable. Uniformity that is very good. You can see that all three of these varieties had the consistent or similar uniformity. And for that reason, the loan value of 1953 is higher than 4946. And again, the value per acre is very good as well. Some agronomic data for 1953. Its vigor is very good, along with 4946. Again, keeping with some of our the traditions that our Stoneville varieties have brought to us in terms of seedling emergence and early season vigor. So 1953 has very good vigor. It's consistent with 4946. Final plant stand was actually better than 4946 in our trials. A little bit earlier maturity than both of these other varieties. Bowl type is very good for a picker slash stripper market. The note of the first fruiting branch was around 6 for all three of these varieties. They all produced about 19 nodes, and you can see that 1953 is a little bit shorter stature than 4946. The final variety that we would like to introduce, a new introduction that we would like to introduce, is FiberMax 1888 GL. This is a glycol liberty link variety only. It has no BT technology in it. This variety has been in our testing for a couple of years now. So again, we have a lot of data on this variety, and we feel very, very good about it. But again, we're just presenting, some of the very high points about this variety, all of these varieties this afternoon. So 1888 has very good yield potential. It has a stable performance across the High Plains region. And again, this variety is really targeted for the West Texas area, that true stripper variety market, although it can travel down into the rolling plains as well. It's an early medium maturity. It also has resistance to bacterial blight, very good storm tolerance. It's a good stripper variety, good early season vigor, as you will see. And again, it's a Glytol Liberty trait package. It contains a Glytol Liberty trait package. Just a little bit of the yield and fiber data. Again, you can see it's a very good yielder, performing up there with some of our best herbicide-only varieties. 2322 is a variety that's performing very well for us in the West Texas area. Has a gen turnout that's very similar to 2322. Fiber length is very good. You can see it has a better fiber strength than 2322. A micronaire that is more desirable than 9250. A uniformity ratio that is actually higher than these other varieties. Leaf grades were very good. Loan value was consistent with all three of these varieties. And as a result of the good grades and the high yield, you can see that FiberMax 1888GL, in terms of value per acre, was higher than these other two varieties. If we look at some agronomic data, again, 1888 has a very good early season vigor, consistent with 2322. Final plant stand, again, is around 3 plants per foot. A little bit earlier than 2322 is consistent with 9250. Again, that bowl type is a very good bowl for our stripper market. The node of the first fruiting branch is around 6, produced about 18 nodes, and its final plant height is a little bit shorter than 2322. So, again, like I said, 15 minutes to present 4 new varieties is a challenge at best. All of our group is here. If you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them for you at some point during this conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.